It's 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, two-time Super Bowl. Three-time. Jeez, I'm coming stealing one from you. Three-time Super Bowl champ, Jim Johnson. I'm getting all tripped up now because I've got World Cup fever on the brain. We're trying to find the channel over here.
You had Landon Donovan and Ian Dark on the screen. Doesn't that bring you back to 94 or one of your... I mean, that's...
All the way back.
There you go.
Where's Ray Hudson? That's the guy I want. Ray Hudson's is the all-time best sports commentator of any sport. Do you know what I'm talking about, Ray Hudson?
I don't.
All right. Stiz, do me a favor. For later on the show, just pull up Ray Hudson's Tom Cruise soccer call. That's it. Ray Hudson is... I believe he's Scottish. So he's going to be watching this.
Okay.
Ray Hudson is... I'll let you hear the clips for yourself. He is hands down, without a question, my favorite sports commentator.
Better than Cooper Boardman?
Well, I mean, listen, they're not as good as Cooper Boardman. I mean, non-Syracuse grad
very good.
Commentator. Do you have it? All right. Well, Stiz has got...
That man in the black shirt for Real Madrid, the little goalkeeper, Casillas, kept them in the game, kept them denying Varela and Maxi to keep the score level and keep the goals down. And that allowed Real Madrid's star players, likes of Rias and Rubinho, to come in. And that's why you're seeing those beautiful tears of a man whose heart is bursting.
Enrique
Casillas. Will you stop talking about tennis players and stupid Hollywood actors, Phil? It's the gladiators out there, man. Not tennis players. Tom Cruise. Break.
Oh, there's one line that the best line got cut off. Oh. He goes, Tom Cruise, if he smelt a sucker jock strap, he'd faint a dead away.
He retired last year. Oh, no.
That guy talk soccer all day.
He's the best. I've interviewed him once, and the craziest thing is that he is the biggest soccer guy. Worship. I mean, he obviously sounds phenomenal. That's not even the tip of the iceberg when it comes to how unbelievable this guy's calls are. But apparently most of those calls are done like in a closet. Like he's in Miami.
Oh yes.
He's watching it remote. It's like it's and he's COVID. Watching it in Miami. So nonetheless, the guy rules. All right. So Sam Kennedy this morning was on the Greg Hill show.
Smell a sock of jockstrap. He feeling dead away.
That's right there. Tom Cruise. Give me a break. So he was asked about, as I said, it was this morning. They're finally accepting the fact that they're awful. Like, they are historically
are they?
Awful.
Are they accepting their...
You heard Sam Kennedy's opening statement.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they know how bad it is. Now, there's a difference between knowing and doing something about it, but he was asked by Greg Hill this morning about the future of Craig Breslow, and here was the answer.
Look, I fully understand and appreciate questions regarding Craig Breslow and his job security and all that. But the issue of a change there, just to be clear, it's not even on the table. Craig, and he is working as hard as anybody in terms of getting things back on track. But again, words are hollow right now. And as bleak as things appear, I think it'd be ridiculous to say anything other than we're all feeling it. And, we're working to get us back on that trajectory that we really thought we were on coming into the end of last year and getting to the postseason and then having a stated goal of taking that next step in October. That was the goal. And here we are. It's 66 games in. We've played 40% of the season and, we're 12 games under 500 and last in the AL East. That's pretty much all we need to know. It's just not acceptable.
It's what's interesting is he talks about they thought that they had a better team to start this year than they ended with last year.
Yeah.
That's the terrifying part. And you read this, there's an article Alex Speer wrote
yesterday. Yeah.
Where he got basically other people from around the Major League Baseball, front office people, to weigh in on what they thought is going on here with the Red Sox. And it's amazing. He's one of the guys, one of the people he interviewed said, quote, "I'm still confused on the Red Sox roster construction and truthfully how they thought it would turn out any different than it has. The holes that were there at the start of the season are still there.
Yep, yep.
However, Keith did a good job pushing back on Bradfield with this. What did you think before the season began? Because they did win 89 games last year. They made a wild card series. Did you think they were this bad? Or
I didn't think they were this bad, but
I
thought
they were definitely worse.
I thought they were an 85-win team, 80 maybe 81-win team.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you looked at this and thought differently.
Definitely it was a better rotation. I mean, right? Because last year you had Crochet and everything else was kind of a question mark.
But don't Patriots always get hurt all the time? Like, you dude, as case in point, you know, Crochet is gone. So, dude, to me, to rely on pitchers and not hitting
right.
to all season is fool's gold.
By the way, another great quote from that Alex Speer article. Once again, they interviewed a bunch of people. I think it was like representatives from other teams, scouts, and people around the league. And one of the quotes was, "I can't believe they're content going with so many AAA players,
yeah.
utility infielders at the bottom of the lineup." I mean, this is absurd. Lots of guys who satisfy the model but are role players being overexposed. This team is punchless.
Dude, it's crazy. I mean, Romy Gonzalez was the DH in the playoffs last year. Like, yeah. A role player. It's utility player. There's so many guys. I mean, dude, Connor Wong has been the DH 9 times this year.
Now, I heard you playing a little of the Kevin Millar stuff from earlier in the week. And that is fascinating because do you respect Kevin Millar?
I do. I really respect him.
And he's like outside the bubble. Sometimes we get caught up in the minutia and we just rip the team and they deserve it right now, no doubt. But when I hear him say what he said, don't give up yet. They just need a bat. Did it give you any pause, any smidgen of like, let's just hang on for a second?
It's insane. I don't know. It's kind of a long cut. Stiz, you have that?
I can give you the meat and potatoes.
Give me the meat and potatoes. This is Kevin Millar literally 3 days ago. Now, just
this
so you know.
This is before the sweep.
He says, this is right. So this is before
this is
the
when
sweep.
They beat the Braves and Rich had him in the World
but
Series.
But literally 3 days ago. So this is what Kevin Millar thought about the Red Sox literally just 3 days ago before this last sweep.
Yeah. They have to get a dude that hits.
They have to get a dude that hits, and that's it.
And he says out of it. Don't blow it up.
Do you know what he says also in that? He goes, they have the starting pitching to be a World Series team. If I got to hear about how this pitching is going to pay off in the playoffs, dude, you can't even get to the playoffs to show how good of your pitching
and
is.
And their bullpen shot all of a sudden.
Well, I have some bad news for Kevin Millar. Because Sam Kennedy addressed whether or not they were going to try to get a big bat. He's not going to like the answer. I think that this team has finally realized the season's over. Sam Kennedy with the most damning thing he said about this Boston Red Sox team, and we will play that next.